What's happening, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Fitness Dad podcast. And in today's podcast episode, we're going to talk about good foods versus bad foods with your diet. Okay, a lot of people will label foods as good as bad, good or bad. A lot of people will put things into a category of, I can eat this while I'm on a diet, and this stuff is not diet related. And a lot of people, you know, like you've seen it before, you've been on a diet before, where you go on a diet, it's well known to everybody around you that you're on a diet and you're making an effort. And then what happens is you go out with your friends and or family or whoever, and you consume or order something that doesn't fall in line with a stereotypical diet food. It's not a salad, it's not a piece of chicken, and it doesn't contain zero calories. You've gone and ordered a chocolate muffin with your cup of coffee. Someone goes to you, you can't eat that, you're on a diet. That's bad for you. That's bad for your diet. We've all been there. And it's like, the reality is there's no good or bad food. However, what you need to realize and you need to understand is you should stop labeling foods, because that will mess up your diet, because you'll have something that you've classified as a bad food for your diet one day, then you'll feel bad about it and you will completely go off the rails for the rest of that day, maybe give up on your diet until the following day because you've consumed that quote unquote bad food, when it's not a bad food. It might not be the most optimal food for you to consume on your diet, but it is not a bad food. There are foods that are more beneficial to your health, more beneficial to your diet, contain more nutrients, are more nutrient dense, and are going to be better for the majority of your diet to be full of those foods. Yes, fruits, vegetables, single ingredient foods, proteins, fish, your starchy carbohydrates. And there's going to be foods that you're better off limiting because they have no nutritional value. They aren't the best food choice for your diet if you consume a lot of them, because they tend to be calorific, which means that you can't get away with consuming that many of them and still stay within a deficit or at calorie maintenance, maintain a body weight you're happy with. And they tend to be processed, full of lots of different things. It doesn't make them good or bad. It just means that one is going to be better positioned for your diet. Like, I always take this example, and I've mentioned this loads of times on the podcast before, if you listen regularly, of an apple and a donut, right? If I was to say to you, which one is healthier for you, you're probably going to say the apple. At least I'd like to think that's what you're going to say. Okay, and then I would say, which one do you want to eat right now? And a huge chunk of you will probably say the donut. And it's like, why? You've just told me that the apple is better for your health. Why do you want to choose the donut? Well, because it tastes better. You know that that's going to probably taste better than the apple. So a lot of it is around mindset and behaviors around food. And it's how we label foods comes into it as well. Now, you want to make up the majority of your diet around nutrient dense whole foods for several reasons. The foods you would typically label as good foods, okay, for several reasons. And that's because they're better for your long-term health, all the nutrients and everything inside them, and they're going to make sticking to your diet a heck of a lot easier. And that is because they tend to be lower in calories, so you can consume more of that food. You could eat way more apples than you could donuts and stick within your diet. Let's say the average apple is like 100 calories. The average donut is like 300, okay? That's three times the amount of calories in that processed food. So throughout the day, if you were only eating apples or donuts, which would be a bit of a strange diet, but you would be able to eat a heck of a lot more apples than you would donuts and stick within your diet, which means you can consume more food throughout the day, which is going to make sticking to your diet a lot easier because you have less periods of the day where you have to go hungry as a result of already using up all your calories. If you were going for the donuts, you'd have to eat a lot less of them. So you'd have to spend longer periods of the day feeling hungry because you could easily consume more, but you'll go over your calories for the day. You'll go into a calorie surplus. The other thing as well is chances are the donuts just aren't going to be very filling anyway because there's no substance to them. The apple has fiber in it and other things which are going to be more filling and as actual substance to it and things inside it that are going to be nutrients that are going to be used for other functions within your body. Now, that also doesn't mean that an apple just with diet, a ja apple just with diets in it, what am I going on about? A diet just with apples in it is good for you. If you were just to eat apples all the time, that's not a good diet either, is it? It's not well-rounded. It's not, you know. So it's everything within context is there's no good or bad. And it's about how you structure your diet. 80% of your diet should be based around nutrient-dense whole foods because of the reasons that I've just given. Benefits to your health. And also, it's going to make your diet a lot easier. You're going to feel a lot fuller. You're going to feel like you have a lot more energy. You're going to feel a lot healthier. Your skin and everything is going to be a lot better. 20% of that diet should be made up of foods that you're just eating because they taste good, because you love the taste of them. There's no nutritional value to that food, but it tastes damn good. But you have to limit the amount of it you eat, because if you eat too much of it, it's very calorie dense, which is going to make sticking to a diet quite difficult. So it's getting away from this labeling foods, and it's trying to look at if you want to go on a diet, you want to get results, and you want to get long-term results. So you want to lose weight and you want to maintain that weight that you've lost. Then you need to start looking at your diet in a way that you're completely changing how you look at food, how you act around food, and how you look at your diet. You should be looking at your diet as something that's going to improve your life and improve your health, improve your quality of life, and improve potentially how long you live. Instead of thinking, right, I'm going on a diet, I know that I have to consume 1500 calories to be in a deficit. So as long as I stick to those calories, I can eat whatever I want. And in principle, yes, as long as you stick to within that 1500 calories, you're going to lose weight. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best diet approach, and that doesn't necessarily mean that that makes you that much healthier. Yes, losing some body fat is probably going to improve the quality of your health, but you could lose that weight by just eating a Big Mac every day and something else, because that's going to come to roughly 1500 calories. But is that a healthy diet, eating a Big Mac every day and a Dairy Milk bar? No, you know it's not. So it's not the best approach. And if that is the approach you're taking, and this is the thing where counting calories and stuff comes into it, is a lot of people thought, wow, this is great because I can just count calories, and as long as I stick within these calories, I can eat whatever the hell I want and lose weight. It's like, yes, but you're not going to be able to stick to that diet for very long. Because imagine eating a Big Mac meal for lunch and then a Dairy Milk, and all your calories are gone for the rest of the day. You're going to spend a lot of that day feeling hungry. Probably going to spend a lot of that day feeling lethargic, pretty crappy, and you're probably going to end up getting pretty bunged up downstairs and constipated because you're not really consuming that much fiber either. So it's looking at, we shouldn't label foods as good as bad, but there are most definitely foods that are more beneficial for you to consume more of within your diet. And there's nothing wrong with consuming foods that just taste good and have no health benefits. There's no such food as a food. There's no such food as a food. There's no such thing as a food that you shouldn't be able to consume while you're on a diet. And it's taking it, that's where you get out of this sort of all or nothing mindset. People either go all in and think I have to consume all healthy food because I'm on a diet. I can't consume any of the other stuff, and as soon as I do, I break that diet. It's like It can't work like that. This is when you go on a diet, you should be looking at it as I'm changing the way I eat permanently moving forwards and turning it into a lifestyle. That is the only way you're going to have long-term dieting success. Anyway, keeping it relatively short and sweet this morning with this one. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you do need help losing weight and you are struggling on your own and you've tried many different things and you've finally got to the stage where you're sick of trying a diet, giving up, and you finally want to learn how to lose weight and actually keep it off and turn it into a lifestyle, then get in touch with me. Head to the show notes, reach out to me on Instagram or pop me an email and let's have a little chat about how I can help. Apart from that, thanks for tuning in and I will see you guys, or you won't see me, you'll hear me because it's a podcast, in the next episode.